everyone. Welcome back or welcome to this month's episode of Multi-Housing News' Top Marketers Podcast. I'm Jordana Rothberg, and this month I'm so excited to welcome our guest, Daphne Corbin. Daphne is a vice president of marketing for Life Properties. She first joined the company in January 2019 with more than 8 years of multifamily experience under her belt. At the Life Properties, she oversees marketing and branding initiatives for the company's entire portfolio, along with advertising, website development, reputation management, trend analysis, you name it, she does it. Not to mention, she built the entire marketing team from the ground up. Daphne, I am so excited to have you here with me today.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. This is very exciting.
I think so too. Okay, well, let's get started then. I gave a little intro on you, but I really just want to know way more about you and your path in multifamily marketing.
Yeah, so I have been, as you stated, at the Life Properties for nearly 5 years now. It'll be 5 years in January, but I started in the industry about 10 years ago as an assistant manager at a completely different company. And there is where I got my feet wet in understanding the leasing, sales, and marketing process on site. I came from a background of retail sales, so I quickly noticed how those sales skills were transferable, and I really just enjoyed it. So eventually, I transitioned to another company where I was promoted to a corporate marketing role, and I was responsible for execution of marketing strategies for about 30 properties. And that's where I learned the ins and outs of branding and advertising strategy and started leaning into those skills even more. So as I was enjoying all of that, a friend in the industry actually notified me that the Life Properties had a leadership role in marketing listed as an open position. And, you know, at that point, I was definitely excited to explore the leadership opportunity and just to have the chance to set my own foundation. From there, I interviewed with the Life Properties. I will say the interview process was intense, but rightfully so. You know, I interviewed with the owners of the company, and at that time, the company didn't have a marketing department. And so, you know, they were looking for guidance and direction in that regard. So the questions really honed in on my skills, but there was a huge focus on what could be brought to the company that was innovative and that could really drive results in boosting conversions and ultimately leading to move-ins to departments, right? So the whole goal of marketing is to get heads in beds and ensuring a positive brand reputation. So I had a lot to give in that interview, but I had been working at my prior company on an AI tool implementation. So I rolled out this AI tool. It's a virtual leasing assistant. And, you know, I had seen such major increases in lead to tour conversions. And so that's something that I shared with the owners that I think really excited them, because at this time, it was 2018. You know, this was before, you know, pre-pandemic, when AI wasn't really on the scene in multi-housing as much. So, you know, me bringing that forth was definitely something that was new and not necessarily seen or being used widely across our industry. Once I was onboarded with the Life Properties, one of my first projects, as you can imagine, was just to roll out this AI tool across our portfolio of communities, which was extremely rewarding for me. And so, you know, there was pressure on me from the team definitely to get it right, and then to also get the buy-in of the site team members, because, you know, we're talking about a virtual leasing assistant. What does that mean? You know, people are getting a little nervous. And so it was definitely challenging, but rewarding at the same time to be able to bring this new product to the Life Properties.
So that challenging process that you're talking about there, it's really building everything from the ground up when you join the Life Properties, from the CRM systems, the AI, the tech, interacting with the teams even.
Right. So, you know, along with this AI tool that I brought, you know, I was rolling out CRM lead management systems. And, you know, prior to the CRM lead management system, the teams were just entering their leads into the PMS or the property management system. So, you know, there was really no level of accountability or the ability to be able to track team performance, you know, with follow-ups and so forth. So the CRM was able to bring better reporting, better metrics to track, And so that was definitely another item that I was really happy to roll out for the Life Properties, just to help us to track better what's happening on the sales front. Outside of that, I began rolling out other marketing techs, such as reputation management software. I began optimizing the websites, developing relationships with ILS providers, launching social media pages, anything marketing related, you name it, I was pushing forward with it. And at that time, I was the only one on the marketing team, right? So I started alone, and I worked about 6 to 8 months alone. And then I was able to hire some help, which was exciting because we definitely needed it as we got the basics rolling. Yeah. So I started with the basics, marketing and branding 101. So we just had to make sure that the teams had everything in place that they needed. Simple things like brochures, from the print collateral side, business cards, just making sure that they had logos, right, for their websites and for their business cards. It was really honestly starting completely from scratch.
You mentioned there really briefly how you are integrating this whole building it up from the ground up with the team members that are already on site, being sure they're as comfortable as possible. What does that really look like? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think that the team members being comfortable, especially with the new tech, is one of the most important pieces to this puzzle and this process. You know, without their buy-in or their trust, you're in a position that you're not allowing yourself to move the needle on any initiatives that you're pushing. So we want them to be comfortable and to trust and believe in our processes. So the more that they believe, the more confident they are as a property manager or a leasing agent or what have you. And oftentimes the vendor will host the first demo training of their product, but then we'll follow behind with an internal Q&A or training session, as well as a one-on-one training and support to just ensure that they're comfortable in grasping the material. So we're not just pushing this new tech in front of them and saying, hey, figure it out, I trained you once. We definitely want to make sure that they're comfortable and that, you know, they feel confident in using this tech and that they feel like it's definitely helping them with their day-to-day.
So you built this from the ground up, but now I just wonder, when you acquire a new property, do you have to do this again? Or is it more so the case that you did all of this when you joined the company and now it's more streamlined?
A little bit of both. That's a great question. So we have to do it again because when we take over a new property, we are purchasing it from, you know, the seller who has their own branding, their own reputation, if you will. And so we definitely want to put our life voice on it. Mm-hmm. And so we're having to do all of that over again, but I was able to create a brand guidelines, a brand kit, and just an overall checklist that we're able to use so that even though we're having to do it all over again, we do have a guide, if you will, to make it a quicker and easier process for us and to ensure that it's consistent, right? So we want to make sure that when we're rolling things out, that we have our brand voice, the life voice, right? So we're able to package together this kit. So the brand kit includes a number of things. You can imagine it takes a lot to just brand a property from the ground up. So I'll name a couple. Just ensuring that we have a branded logo, that our logos are consistent, that we have brochures, that we have a signage package. You know, typically the monument needs to be covered or replaced with our brand at the time of launch of the acquisition. We have branded doormats for the leasing offices and the models, branded site maps, outreach marketing materials, the website, ensuring that the website has the correct fonts, the logos, the lifestyle images and photos that represent the community, the proper verbiage in the romance paragraphs to optimize SEO performance, everything down to the uniforms that the service teams are wearing, ensuring that they're branded with our logo and that the colors chosen fall within our color palette. So then once we have this kit, we are then deploying the brand kit, right? So it takes a couple of weeks to kind of put all of this together, get everything developed, designed, produced, and ready to go for day one of the acquisition. So we get all of this ready to go. It's typically there day one, but then next comes the tech, which is the super fun part. And we give our teams about 30 days or so to get acclimated with the property and to understand what's going on with the community. Are we going to be turning a bunch of units in-house? Typically, we are actually giving units to construction for renovation. So the team needs to understand what's going on with that business plan and that process, because we are value add. So we typically take over B and C class properties, and then we have a bunch of CapEx improvements that go along with that. So while the team is getting acclimated and understanding what that business plan is, understanding what's going on with the unit, they're still getting organic leads, but I want to wait those 30 days or so before I start pumping them with paid leads from ILSs and digital advertising campaigns, so that they'll have a much better handle on the leads once I'm pumping them with so many leads. And then also they're more confident and they're more clear on the available product to lease. So that makes it super easy for them and more of a streamlined process.
It seems like so many elements of that kit, obviously. There's like the physical stuff, the uniforms, the colors, everything that's like so fun to put together. But when you're describing it, it almost seems like the thing that comes in at the end but ties it all together is that tech. And one element of that, it sort of seems to be, you know, the first step in deploying and integrating tech into on-site teams. And the overall brand is virtual tours, that portion of tech. So could you tell me a little bit about how the Life Properties and you as a top marketer utilize virtual tours specifically and what that kind of means for the company?
Yeah, for sure. So we are partnering with a vendor who captures virtual tours. So basically they capture physical units with a scan that's similar to a Matterport. And then the virtual tour is hosted online on the floor plans pages of our website. And the impact of this is they lead to quicker and more conversions. So your prospects are able to see the exact unit with the partner that we are working with. They're able to see the exact unit that they're moving into. This is really exciting because the old school marketing way of doing things is you'll call the property, you'll say, hey, I would like to see a 2-bedroom. Do you have availability for me to come tour today? They may or may not. And then you drive to the property, you go and you see what they want to show you. And that's probably a model unit. And that's not exactly the unit that you're going to be moving into, right? So the question always comes up, you know, for me as a renter, but then also when I was working on site, this question would come to me too. Well, is this what my unit's going to look like? It may or may not.
Right.
So especially for, you know, the type of assets that we take over that have seen manager after manager, you may have a classic unit that has brown cabinets, whereas another one might have white cabinets, right? And so these virtual tours, because we are able to get in and scan the exact unit, allows for your prospect to actually see the exact unit that they'll be moving into. So it kind of eliminates the questions about, am I going to be bamboozled? It increases the trust between the prospect and you when you're having those conversations with them. And so that's what leads to quicker conversions and just really making sure that the prospect feels comfortable with the decision that they're making.
Yeah, totally. And I just wonder, for prospects that are looking at these units through a virtual tour, are they usually coming to the site as well? Or is it pretty much just virtual tour and then that leads to a conversion and they're a resident?
They typically will come to the site as well. So I got some interesting data at one of the conferences that I visited about a year or two ago, is that people are now online looking at virtual tours. And then from there, they're really kind of honing in and deciding, okay, which three properties do I actually really want to go physically visit, right? Whereas back in the day, you probably go drive around and visit 8 to 10 properties. So people are actually still coming in, but you also do have those instances where people are leasing sight unseen, if you will, physically unseen. But we typically, our teams will, not only will the prospects see the virtual tour online from home, from work, or, you know, across the country, but they also have the ability to connect with a team member and go through that virtual tour if they're unable to make it, so that the team member can call out, here's these renovations that we have in the kitchen. Here's what our fixtures look like in the bathrooms. So, you know, it's not necessarily that they have to go through that virtual tour alone. Our site teams are also there and available to go through that virtual tour with them as well, if they aren't able to make it into the unit.
Okay, I see. Super interesting. So for potential residents, then virtual tours is obviously a really big deal. But what about the tech that really impacts the marketing team, your team, internally? What about things like, say, virtual leasing agents to pair up with those virtual tours?
Oh, awesome. Yes. Love the virtual leasing agent question. So the purpose of a virtual leasing agent is to nurture a lead and ultimately convert that lead into a tour, right? So they're able to provide really great insight on the sales and leasing performance of the property, but you can also get really granular and understand the performance by leasing agent. So it's not only that it's convenient, it's quick, and it's easy for the prospect to be able to understand and get through that process with the virtual leasing agent, but we also get really great insights on the back end of that. An example of that would be our virtual leasing agent will send us a report daily and say, hey, this is how many tours is happening at property A, and this is how many tours are happening for this particular leasing agent at property A, and this is the time that the tour is scheduled. So we actually know the schedule of the leasing agent's day, the property's day, before the day even really starts. I get that report at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
I also get a nightly feedback report that's super helpful. Our virtual leasing assistant will ask, hey, how did your tour go at the end of the tour? And the prospect is able to respond, hey, I had a great time. I'm going ahead and I'm applying. Or, you know, the prospect may ask some additional questions that the virtual leasing assistant is able to answer. Or it may be, hey, I've decided that I don't want to move in. We can figure out, okay, well, what happened with that? What opportunities do we have? Is it a training opportunity? Did they just not like the apartment? Is there an accountability issue, something that we need to address? So marketing works very closely with the operations team when it comes to digging into these reports and actually utilizing them to make adjustments and to course correct if we need to.
I see. So it's almost like they're taking some off of the plate of the marketing team, but also putting more on the plate in terms of like, hey, you don't have to do this. You don't have to be the leasing agent, but I'm telling you that, you know, this is a potential problem. Look at this and how can you address this from like a marketing perspective?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll say something else that I really enjoy about virtual leasing assistants is when I say that they lead to an increase in conversions, I want to explain how, right? Mm-hmm. So we essentially have no missed calls or missed leads because the calls are being responded to immediately. Our virtual leasing assistant is generating what's called lead tracking numbers that we're able to post on our website, give to all of our ILS vendors. And so when anybody makes that phone call, they're getting the virtual leasing assistant. So gone are the days of calling a property, potentially having to leave a message and then waiting hours, sometimes days, and sometimes never for a call back. You can rest assured that the leasing agent has communicated with that prospect, right? And so that just lets us know that we're capturing more leads. And because of that, converting at a higher rate, because we're actually making sure that we're communicating with everybody that comes through your virtual door, if you will. So that's something that I really love about it. But then I think for our site teams, the impact of virtual leasing is that it gives them more time to focus on providing that top tier customer service that everybody wants. You know, they're not bogged down on the phones. They're able to take care of their residents. They're able to take care of prospects, people who are right in front of them and not necessarily be bogged down on the phone. Because I remember as a leasing agent, you know, I might have a phone call and I'm on the phone, but I've got a resident, you know, waiting in front of me. And I'm like trying to nicely, like, but not rush the person off the phone, but like right. Trying to get the person in front of me. And it's just, it's a lot going on site in these offices. So it does help our on-site teams to be able to free up a little bit more time so that they can focus on those who are right in front of them and then really not feeling rushed so that they can provide that customer service that they really want to provide.
Yeah. Okay. And so virtual leasing assistant doing a ton. How do you select which one you go with? It seems like there's so much on the market right now.
Yeah, I think it all depends on what your current business goals are and business needs are. You know, I've been using the same virtual leasing assistant for 5 years now. but I'm in the process of actually transitioning away to another AI tool. And, you know, it's not because I'm unhappy. I've been very happy with this leasing assistant. I call her her name is Lisa, and I call her, you know, my additional virtual employee. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at first we did need the help with increasing response times and prospect nurturing. But now as the world evolves and consumers expect immediate responses and overall quick and easier processes, you know, I started thinking about how can we provide that same level of, you know, quick, easy, you know, response times to our residents who are actually living at our communities. You know, should a resident have to call and potentially leave a message and wait on a call back when they simply just have a question about their monthly rent this month? Like, maybe it's just a small question that the AI can actually answer, a general question, and it frees the team up to focus on something a little bit more complex. So, you know, I always say you don't have to be married to your tech. You can always explore what else is out there. I'm always open to seeing what else is out there that fits my needs at any particular time. And I think also it's important to not be afraid to give your vendor partners that you're trying out, maybe you're piloting for a couple of months, a few properties. You know, it's always a good idea to be okay giving that honest feedback. Be okay saying that, hey, I'm piloting this right now and this product is great, but it would be so much better if it did X, Y, and Z. And see if they're able to partner with you in figuring out how to make that happen. You'll be surprised how many vendor partners are just so over the moon excited that you're giving them feedback, because if I'm asking for it, I'm probably not the only person that's going to ask for this feedback. You won't know how many times I've asked a vendor partner, hey, can you do this for me? I think this would be really great and driving the needle. And they'll say, you're not the first person that asked about that. You know, the more questions we get about it, the higher on the priority list we can make, you know, put this item and make the change. So I would say it's just important to be able to give them that feedback. And then I think I'm good there.
Okay, great. So obviously, you know, everything you're saying is just sort of leading back to how quickly AI is transforming and evolving. And that comes with, you know, you moving on to a different leasing agent, but also you providing feedback for these vendors like, hey, this is changing. I need this as a top marketer. What can you do for me? Can you just talk to me a little bit about how fast that's transforming and evolving and how you're keeping up with it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So technology in general is just evolving so quickly. You know, there's so many new generative AI tools out on the market right now. I'm sure you've heard about ChatGPT, DALL-E, and how they can produce now text and imagery and audio. And it's so very impressive what these generative AI tools can do. And, you know, when I think about the future, I think that most workers are going to have to reskill probably within the next 3 years or so due to AI. And we're really just going to have to find that balance between humans and AI output and how humans and AI can actually work together to meet your business goals. So keeping up for me just involves a little bit of curiosity. You know, you don't need to necessarily wait for somebody to say, hey, I want you to play with ChatGPT and figure it out. You kind of need to be curious on your own. And push yourself to study on your own. You know, when it comes to ChatGPT, once I heard about it, I got ChatGPT, I got my account, and I left it up on one of my three screens to remind me to use it day by day, like to remind me that it's there and think about ways that I could use it to help me push forward with whatever project I'm working on that day or that week, you know? So there's that piece, but then I also think it's very important to make sure that you award yourself with the opportunity to be in spaces where the future and projections of this tech is being talked about, right? Case studies are being shared, research is being shared by others in the industry that are utilizing these tools. So, you know, it's simple as that. And so when I mentioned that I'm talking about industry-related tech and marketing conferences, right? Mm-hmm. So there's two that I really love and that I tend to go to every year. There's the AIM conference, which is the Apartment Innovation and Marketing Conference. And then there's OpTech. And both of these conferences really do a great job of diving in and speaking about these technologies. But then you also have other of your peers, other owner operators that are there that are sharing their experiences that they've had, what they've liked, what they haven't liked. And it's definitely really helpful to help us keep making sure that we're staying consistent in our push forward in embracing AI, but then also that we are staying competitive in our market. Because at this point, if you're not using AI, you may be considered a little behind considering just where we are as consumers today. You know, we've got Uber, we've got Uber Eats, we've got, you know, there's so many different things that we have right at our fingertips. We've got these phones that are basically just computers at our fingertips where we can get on Google at any moment, get any question answered, right? So, you know, if you're not using AI yet, you may be considered a little behind because everybody wants everything now fast. I mean, you can get it now and fast everywhere else, right? So you want to make sure that you also are able to provide that quick service.
Totally. So what would you say to those who might still be on the fence or hesitant to introduce AI and new technologies into their multifamily management or development company?
Yeah, I would just say, again, make sure that you're putting yourself in those spaces where these technologies are being discussed and you're able to see the research and you're able to connect with other peers in the industry to see how they are using the products and what they, you know, what their maybe rocks in their shoes may be, what some of their successes may have been, right? So those conferences, the AIM conference, the OpTech conferences are great places to go to help you get more comfortable in learning how to not just integrate these tools into your tech stack in a systems technical sense, but also how to integrate them into your day-to-day to drive the results that you're looking for. And I think also just remembering that AI doesn't have to mean that jobs are necessarily at risk, but we do have to be prepped to reskill and also think about hiring the right people that may have a combination of the skills that you're looking for to be able to work alongside AI.
Thank you so much, Daphne, for taking the time to sit here to talk with me today and to really express all your enthusiasm and joy about your job and the tech that's coming up. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. This is so much fun. And yeah, I love everything marketing, everything tech. So this is right up my alley. I look forward to the next one.
Yeah, thanks. And to all my listeners, Multihousing News wants to invite you to join the MHN Executive Council. Each month, leading multifamily experts weigh in on different informative and trending topics, and we would love to have your insights featured. To join, please go ahead and send an email to jessica.fiur@cpe-mhn.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to Top Marketers. See you next month.